Oh, church and church family and whoever might be watching. We're just this evening, since we didn't have a because of the weather and what's going on with our pastor and his family, we're just going to do a short service, online service. We'll go over prayer requests and maybe do a quick devotion. We ask you just be in prayer for our church family. That might be going through weather, and being in prayer for our pastor. We had a few announcements to go over. The ladies' meeting is being moved from this Saturday. This Friday was the original date for the ladies' meeting. It will be moved to April 9th. Just in case any of y'all might be going to that, just let you know it's going to be moved. Also, the men's meeting that was scheduled for this Saturday, March the 20th, will be moved to March the 27th, which is next Saturday. And if you have any information on that, if you have any questions on that, you can ask us or our pastor, and just be in prayer, continue to be in prayer for Miss Sarah. She will be going in tomorrow night to be induced to have the baby, hopefully prayerfully on Friday. Just ask you just continue to be in prayer for her and the situation they're going through. Also, I don't see that we have had any new prayer requests to go over. I think all of them have been through the 10th, which would have been last Wednesday. That's the most recent prayer request we've had. I texted some and said they had any updates, but didn't have anything. Continue to be in prayer for Miss Erlene and her surgery, upcoming surgery. And just ask you, just go online and look at the prayer requests and just pray over them at home. We should be praying for them at home. Pray for our brethren. Pray for all that needs prayer. Just ask you, just go and look at them. Before we begin, I'm going to go ahead and pray over these prayer requests and go over them. We just won't be too long with service tonight. Just do a quick devotion and go over announcements and prior requests. And that'll be all. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings and your love and grace and mercy toward us. You're just so good to us, even though we're unworthy. And just we just want to continue to be with our pastor, be with give him wisdom, be with his family, be with Miss Sarah and the situation. Just ask you just play in the hand and give them peace and comfort through all this, and just ask you just be with all of our church family as they might go through the weather that's going through them tonight. And just ask you be with our church family and family members that that might be in this track of this severe weather. We just ask you just be with each and every prayer request here tonight. We ask you just be with Miss Beth's request for a special spoken prayer request tonight. Ask you just be with whatever situation that is. We don't know it, but she does, and you do, and we just ask you just be with that. Be with the Bible Institute every Sunday. Just ask you just help all the students learn and glean more from your word, and just ask you just put a hand in the giving us the knowledge of truth from your word. Ask you just be with the Smith House Project. Continue to be with that. Give the them wisdom as they try to go over that through this house project. Ask you just be with, give wisdom with Miss Beth with different decisions she has. Ask you just be with the special and spoken request from the Bowens. Ask you just continue to be with that. And we don't know the situation, but you do. We ask you just continue to be with that. Be with Brother Hunter Doyle and his girls. Ask you just give him wisdom. Just put a hand in that situation. Ask you just be with Sister Ruth's pregnancy. Ask you just help ease her pain, ease her comfort as she's getting near the end. Ask you just help her with that. Ask you just continue to be with Miss Sarah throughout this situation. Ask you just give her peace and comfort that we know you can give. We ask you just be with Miss Arlene's Aunt Gracie, who's doing really bad with health issues and the breathing from the COVID. We just ask you just continue to be in prayer about that. Ask you just be with the White family. We don't know the situation there. Ask you just continue to put a hand and touch in that situation. Be with continue to be with the Holloway's daughter, Emily. We ask you just continue to give the doctors wisdom in that situation and help her ease her pain and ease her comfort. ask you just be with these prayer requests sent by Miss Beth, be with this Miss Charity, help supply her needs, give them wisdom, give her direction. Ask you just be with Miss Nancy and give her wisdom and direction and her unspoken requests. We don't know the situation, but you do, and you can help. We ask you just be with Miss Deb and her health, and just put a healing touch on her, and just ask you just be with, continue to be with Miss Arlene and Brother Jeff, and just continue to put a healing touching hand on them, and just help them ease their pain and burdens, and ask you just be with Miss Lynn and her health. Ask you just put a healing, touching hand on her. Be with Sister Julie and give her strength, health, and wisdom in planning a wedding. And ask you just be with the Sherry Mullins. Ask you just continue to be with her. Give her peace and comfort through this time of loss. Ask you just continue. It's hard to bear the loss of two husbands, but we know you can help. We can know you can have the peace and the comfort. Ask you just be with Sister Doss and the missionaries down there, and just ask you just continue to be with that missionary in Honduras, and just ask you just continue to give Miss Doss and whoever may be involved wisdom with that situation, and just ask you just continue to give them peace and comfort. Ask you just be with Brother Tim's son Scott. Ask you just continue to, we haven't heard from him, but we just, whatever the situation might be, ask you just put a hand in it. We ask you just be with this 4.5-year-old boy Grayson, who has cancer now. We just know that it's a long journey when someone has cancer, and just ask you just put a, give the doctor's wisdom, put a healing touching hand on that. Be with Jay Rock. He's a veteran with PTSD. We ask you just continue to help him get his mind right. I ask you just the soldiers, they go through a lot, and just ask you just help them get the right direction and the right truth, and just ask you just continue to be with Danny Stevens, who paralyzed from a car accident in the hospital and has this very, very severe infection. Ask you just continue to be with that, be with that situation, and give the doctor's wisdom. Ask you just be with Donnie Stevens. He's been in the hospital for 4 weeks and just COVID and just struggling with a lot of different things. And ask you just give the doctor's wisdom and give a healing touch on that, him, and just ask you just be with ask you just continue to be with Lucas and his sickness, and ask you just continue to be with all the sickness that's going on in our church and in the world, and just ask you just continue to be with that. Be with Brother Ben. Ask you just continue to be with him and help him control this, what he's got on with his heart, and just ask you just help him, give him wisdom, the doctor's wisdom with that. And ask you just continue to be with Brother Tim and his fall, and ask you just help give him health and speedy recovery. And we just love and thank you for everything you do for us. And we just ask you continue to watch over our family and church family, and ask you just give the healing and touching hand that you can give, and the peace and the comfort you can give. And we just we love and thank you for all that you do, and you're being a great Savior and a great friend. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right. Now the prayer requests, we went over them, and we still ask for you to pray at home. We have this list, so you can pray at home and pray for our brethren. We're commanded to pray for our brethren and pray for our church family. We'll go ahead and do a little bit of a devotion. I'm not going to keep you too long. Just these are just some stuff I've been looking at, and some stuff I've in my Bible study here recently, just kind of thought of my thoughts and stuff. And we just, it's kind of going on what Brother Jim went over a little bit. You know, he talked about how Brother Grady and You know, we're pre-trib, post-perilous times, because we're going to go through perilous times. If you'll open up your Bibles at home to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and look at verse number 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And if we read on down here, we'll see that there's a lot of signs of the perilous, not only perilous times, but the end times in this chapter. We see a lot of the signs already. As you go through these, you can point out each and every one of these is happening in the world today. We know that we're going to go through perilous times, and we know as true Christian, we know that's going to happen. The God told us it was going to happen. You know, we've had a quiet and peaceful life so far here in America, but that's as we can see when we look out in California, we can see that that's changing. We can see what's happening in California, and we can see the regime. That's what they're wanting to do in the rest of America, and it's just sweeping. You know, seeing it in New York, it's going to get to where it's everywhere. And it's, but we see the times, we see, but this generation, including Christians, think we're already in perilous times. I mean, we've seen Christians think we're already in perilous times because we've seen them, you know, it get too hard or something and they'll quit. And they think this is hard and not, you know, not what's going to happen. You know, we've seen after the COVID situation, we've seen families leave churches. We've seen just figure a way out, you know, just out of the Christian life and out of being a soldier. And just ask you, we see that they just found their way out and just gave up. And they found, and we see that this generation, including Christians, including the world, we see it's all woe is me. You know, everything's wrong with me. You know, something's always wrong. You know, it's, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just people want people to feel bad for them or whatever it may be. It's just the way we live in. It's woe is me. You know, like everybody's got their hand out. We've seen, you know, with the especially right now in the world with race. You know, we see that a lot of people think, you know, we should have race get money for, you know, certain racial issues. And you know, we see that, but everybody thinks, not only that, but we look and we see the whole world's that way. Woe is me. Something's always wrong. Something, you know, something's always never right. And you see it. You see it at the workplace. You see it all the time. Somebody's always complaining about something. And we also see it, I mean, on Twitter and Instagram and all these social medias. But, man, Facebook, I never really got to Facebook. I mean, Marketplace is about as far as I got with Facebook. But you see so many people complain left and right. I mean, it was full of complaints left and right. You know, as a Christian, we have no business being on Facebook, but you know, we want to get on there and complain about, you know, complain about, you know, my stub my toe and my finances. You know, complain about your husband or wife, your spouse. You know, want to complain about something to somebody. You know, somebody who's wanting to listen. Somebody's, you know, wanting somebody to listen and take pity on you, or I don't know why the reason is. You know, we have a generation like that that's always woe is me and something's always wrong. You know, I don't have money, I stubbed my toe, you know, my job fired me. Maybe it was because you come in late every day and you were on your phone when you were supposed to work in, you know. That's the way it is nowadays. You know, most people, you walk into a workplace and you walk into an office and you walk by and just about half the employees are just sitting there scrolling on Facebook or Instagram or something like that instead of working. And it's same thing, you know, they half the time, some of them don't even come on time. You know, on time it's about 5 minutes early, not 10 minutes after. You know, we have to be at work at, you know, 7, which I work at home, but you know, that means I'm gonna log in at least 5-10 minutes till, not, you know, 10-15 minutes after. And you just see the world the way it is today. It's everybody's that way. And it's not even just the world, it's Christians just this way. Christians that did the same thing the world done. You know, They come in and say, "Oh my, I know the world's against me. My boss fired me today because I was spreading the gospel." Well, maybe it's because you came into work and your boss's office and told me I was dirt and rotten sinner. Maybe that's why. I mean, not that you're not doing your job, but it'd be known that you are a Christian, but don't throw it in people's face. And he might be a sinner, but you're a sinner too. I mean, it's just the way the world is. Everybody wants to think the world's against them. I mean, it's everybody. Your job doesn't pay you enough. Your job doesn't pay you to witness. And that's not your job. You might come in and say your job fired you. Woe is me. The job fired me because I was spreading the gospel, because you're witnessing on clock instead of doing your job, what they paid you to do. You can witness on lunch, after work, before work. That's important. So getting there early, just trying to make an example that, for Christ. As I was saying, it should be known, though, in your workplace or in, around town, that you are a Christian. You shouldn't be just like the world and go out drinking with them on the weekends or stuff like that. But as we can see, perilous times are not here yet. If you think this is perilous times, it's not here yet. I can guarantee you. Perilous times are going to be coming. It's going to be, kind of what we're seeing in California. It's what we see in China is what they're wanting here. And you see, it's going to get to the point where we're not able to meet and worship in our church house. We're going to have to go from house to house looking, sneaking to try to just worship and glorify our God and how good He is and just learn more about Him. We're going to have to, meet at Brother Andrew's house one Sunday, meet at Brother Bowen's house one Sunday, meet at Brother So-and-so's house one Sunday. It's meet in the middle of the woods and do a Bible study and stuff like that. It's not going to be easy. I firmly believe we're going to have house churches before this event is over, before we see our Savior's face again. Amen. We also see that you'll see that you won't be able to share a tract like you can now. We take that for granted. We don't share tracts and witness like we should, as much as we're getting close to the end. The thought I had is like, okay, we see the world end. We see the last two verses are 2021, but we still don't act like it. If God came in and told you, somehow communicate you, made sure you knew that, we only had a week on this earth before Christ comes back, what would you do? Would you take a vacation? Would you try to get more work done? Or would you try to share the gospel as much as you can for that week? We should act like that. We should act like, we want to share the gospel as much as we can. We are act like we only have a week because we don't know when it's going to happen. It's 2021. It could be it. But, share the gospel with the family. Everybody has family members that's lost and doesn't know Christ. And when we're near the end, we should, witness to them even more. And we just, what I'm saying is, going back to, sharing the track with, the guy on the street or something like that, sooner or later that's going to come with fear of being jailed or fear of going to jail for sharing a track. You have to be weary to share a track or share the gospel of what you talk about in front of others. It's going to get to the point where only the government can tell you what you can and can't preach, what you can and can't say in the church. They're going to dictate everything you do. Maybe not even meet. I know we talked about meeting in houses and stuff like that, but it's also going to be, if you do meet in a church, they're going to control what you say. But most importantly in all is we just got to give glory in the Lord and tell how good He's been to us, while we can. Sooner or later, we might not be able to, tell people how good He's been and tell them about how He saved us and tell us how He saved us from the pit of hell. And at some point, that's not going to happen. You know, while we still can, we need to tell people how good he's been. Have glory in the Lord. And tell them about how he saved you. Tell about how much he's blessed you with a house and a family. And, you know, we just glorify the Lord and try to share tracts. Try to share the gospel until the end. Because we're to endure to the end. And we see everything that's going on. And we see that's going out west. And we know that's coming and it's going to be worse. And everybody wants to think we're in perilous times now, but we're not. I mean, so far right now, cross your fingers, it hasn't happened yet, but it's coming. But more importantly, everyone's like, until that time comes, we got to glorify the Lord and make sure other people know how good he's been. You know, everybody, when they say, how are you doing, or something like that, somebody says, how are you doing? Tell them God's been good. Tell them the Lord's been marvelous. And just tell them how good God's been to you. Tell them about how he saved you. Just, you know, in a conversation, just bring up the Lord. Bring up God. Just ask you, and say it as you mean it. You know, say it like you really believe the Lord's been good to you and the Lord's good. And just say it like you mean it. Don't seem down the dunce like you're just saying it because you have to. You know, a lot of people just, they don't talk about the Lord enough whenever they're talking to random people. We're going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to do that as much. We're not going to be able to glory in the Lord and talk about how good he's been and to people and just be excited that, you know, he saved a soul, or excited that he done this in our life. We're not going to be able to glory in that to random strangers. We're going to have to do that in our heart and in ourselves. And we just, the times, you know, we're living in, it's like it's coming to where we're not going to be able to do that. That's all I got here tonight. Thank you for bearing with me. You did not, you noticed we did not have a song service. You did not want me singing. As you've probably heard on last streams, if you watch any of the streams on the BIBLE, I'm not a singer. Just ask you just continue to be in prayer for our church family, be in prayer for our pastor and our pastor's wife, and we ask you just continue to prayer, be prayerful, be mindful in the Lord, and just glorifying the Lord.